From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say at least 22 people were killed, 59 wounded in an explosion Monday night outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. British Prime Minister Theresa May confirms this was an act of terrorism.
This was among the worst terrorist incidents we have ever experienced in the United Kingdom. And although it is not the first time Manchester has suffered in this way, it is the worst attack the city has experienced and the worst ever to hit the north of England.
May also said this attack will not change the way of life there.
At terrible moments like these, it is customary for leaders, politicians and others to condemn the perpetrators and declare that the terrorists will not win. But the fact that we have been here before and the fact that we need to say this again does not make it any less true. For as so often while we experienced the worst of humanity in Manchester last night, we also saw the best.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility, and U.S. President Donald Trump expressed his condolences and also said that he will refer to the attackers as...
So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life.
The U.S. military says it killed 7 militants from al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during a counterterrorism raid. U.S. Central Command said during the raid Tuesday, U.S. forces used airstrikes and small arms to kill the militants at a compound. The U.S. said the operation was done with Yemeni's government support. U.S. warplanes and drones carried out the airstrikes in March, targeting them in Yemen. This is